Good evening. You're listening to The Graveyard Shift. I am your host, Renfield Wilson, here to guide you through our program tonight. But I must warn you that these stories are very frightening. So tuck the kids into bed, lock the doors, and pull the covers over your head. We have three chilling tales guaranteed to make you jump out of your skin.
This is DJ R.I. Pieces reading Wonderful Sausage. One dark, rainy Saturday afternoon, a fat and jolly butcher named Samuel Blunt had an argument over money with his wife Eloise. Blunt lost his temper and killed Eloise. Then he ground her up into sausage meat and buried her bones under a big, flat rock in the backyard. To keep the murder a secret, he told everyone that she had moved away. Blunt mixed his new sausage meat with pork, then seasoned it with salt and pepper, added some sage and thyme, and a bit of garlic. To give it a special flavor, he smoked it in his smokehouse for a while. He called it Blunt's Special Sausage. There was such a demand for this new sausage that Blunt bought the best hogs he could find and started raising his own pork. He also kept a sharp lookout for humans who might make a tasty sausage meat. One day, a nice, plump schoolteacher came into his shop. Blunt grabbed her and ground her up. Another time, Blunt's dentist came by. He was a little round man, and into the grinder he went. Then, one by one, the children in the neighborhood began to disappear. And so did their kittens and puppies. But no one ever dreamed that Blunt the Butcher had anything to do with it. Things went on that way for years. Then one day, Blunt made a big mistake. A fat boy came into the butcher shop. Blunt grabbed him and started to drag him off to the sausage grinder. But the boy broke loose and ran out of the shop. Blunt chased after him, waving a big butcher knife. When people saw this, they realized at once what had become of all the missing children and grown-ups and kittens and puppies. An angry crowd gathered at the butcher shop. No one knows for sure just what happened to Blunt that day. Some say he was fed to his hogs. Others say he was fed to his sausage grinder. But he was never seen again, and neither was his wonderful sausage meat.
This is AK reading Alligators. A young woman in town married a man from another part of the country. He was a nice fellow, and they got along pretty well together. There was only one problem. Every night, he'd go swimming in the river. Sometimes, he would be gone all night long, and she would complain about how lonely she was. This couple had two young sons. As soon as the boys could walk, their father began to teach them how to swim. And when they got to be old enough, he took them swimming in the river at night. Often, they would stay there all night long, and the young woman would stay home all by herself. After a while, she began to act in a strange way. At least, this is what the neighbors said. She told them that her husband was turning into an alligator, and that he was trying to turn the boys into alligators. Everybody told her that there was nothing wrong with a man taking his son swimming. That was a natural thing to do. And when it came to alligators, there just weren't any nearby. Everybody knew that. Early one morning, the young woman came running into town from the direction of the river. She was soaking wet. She said a big alligator and two little alligators had pulled her in and had tried to get her to eat a raw fish. They were her husband and her sons, she said, and they wanted her to live with them, but she had gotten away. Her doctor decided she had lost her mind, and he had put her in the hospital for a while. After that, nobody saw her husband and the boys again. They just disappeared. But now and then, a fisherman would tell about seeing alligators in the river at night. Usually, it was one big alligator and two small ones. But people said they were just making it up. Everybody knows there aren't any alligators around here.
This is DJ Sam I Am reading High Beams. The girl driving the old blue sedan was a senior at the high school. She lived on a farm about 8 miles away and used the car to drive back and forth. She had driven into town that night to see a basketball game. Now she was on her way home. As she pulled away from the school, she noticed a red pickup truck following her out of the parking lot. A few minutes later, the truck was still behind her. "I guess we're going in the same direction," she thought. She began to watch the truck in her mirror. When she changed her speed, the driver of the truck changed his speed. When she passed a car, so did he. Then he turned on his high beams, flooding her car with light. He left them on for almost a minute. "He probably wants to pass me," she thought, but she was becoming uneasy. Usually she drove home over a back road. Not too many people went that way. But then she turned onto the road, so did the truck. "I've got to get away from him," she thought, and she began to drive faster. Then he turned on his high beams again. After a minute, he turned them off. Then he turned them on again and off again. Then she drove even faster, but the truck driver stayed right behind her. He turned his high beams on again. Once more, her car was ablaze with light. "What is he doing?" she wondered. "What does he want?" Then he turned them off again, but a minute later he had them on again, and he left them on. At last she pulled into her driveway, and the truck pulled in right behind her. She jumped from the car and ran to the house. "Call the police!" she screamed at her father. Out in the driveway, she could see the driver of the truck. He had a gun in his hand. When the police arrived, they started to arrest him, but he pointed to the girl's car. "You don't want me," he said. "You want him." Crouched behind the driver's seat, there was a man with a knife. As the driver of the truck explained it, the man slipped into the girl's car just before she left the school. He saw it happen, but there was no way he could stop it. He thought about getting the police, but he was afraid to leave her, so he followed her car. Each time the man in the back seat reached up to overpower her, the driver of the truck turned on his high beams, and the man dropped down, afraid that someone might see him.
You've been listening to The Graveyard Shift, and I'm your host, Renfield Wilson. Tune in next week for more frightening tales to rattle your bones, right here on WMTN, the scary voice of the mountain. This show has been generously underwritten by Friends of the Community Action Committee. The CAC is an ecumenical outreach group devoted to assistance of persons in crisis, services related to basic human needs, and is committed to identifying ways to break the cycle of poverty in our community. For more information, contact them at www.stmarkandstpaul.com.